My pastor, Doug Corlew of Summit Evangelical Free Church, recently preached an amazingly encouraging sermon. It was about persecution. Now, you might ask, how could that topic be so encouraging? Well, to be frank, if you've endured persecution for publicly sharing Christ, you know how much it helps to learn how to handle it. Believe me, I know it from experience. Now, Pastor Doug emphasized such good scriptural truth from John 15:18 through John 16, verse 4. And he reminded that Jesus himself, he never painted a false picture. Being a Christian includes hard things like persecution. It's to be expected. And one quote from his sermon really stood out to me, because it included one reason, very succinctly, about why persecution happens. Here's what Pastor Doug said. People don't like to have their sins exposed. When people meet Jesus, they either clean up or detest him for his purity. Unquote. Isn't that the truth? I mean, today we encounter this all the time, actually even targeted and had all kinds of horrible things done to them simply because they are living through and for Jesus, and it reminds other people that what they're doing is wrong, so of course they don't like the followers of Jesus. And from the beginning, you know, Jesus was very upfront with us about how this would be. And if I could, I would just tell you all kinds of things from that sermon that helped me, but I wanted to share some highlights this time. And if you want to hear his sermon, feel free to go to the Summit EFC website, which is just has a great resource full of sermons, and the one that I've referred to just for your convenience is the sermon entitled Hated by the World. So we are going to cover some things that kind of, I guess, as I've reflected upon the scripture and the great points that Pastor Doug shared, we're going to focus on a few things about persecution and pray for the persecuted as well as the persecutors. So various levels of persecution exist, and martyrdom, being killed simply for being a Christian, is on the rise. The major media often fail to report this unbelievably big number of people being killed simply for believing Jesus. This is occurring in all kinds of countries, and I remember one point again from my pastor was the fact that more Christians have been martyred in the last century than all of the previous centuries combined. Yes, you heard me right. More Christians have been martyred in the last century than all of the previous centuries combined. Sadly, and truthfully, many of the persecutors and murderers have been Islamic. And I share that just because it's a fact, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this. There are very distinct differences between how people are being persecuted in different areas of the world, and where there is a higher concentration of those practicing Islam, then there's a higher concentration of persecution of Christians. It's just a fact. Today, when people hate Christians, it's because they detest Jesus. And it's not for us to take personally. It's because of Jesus in us. So let's be sure to whenever we encounter it, no matter what level of persecution we endure, let us remember that these folks are rejecting Jesus, not us. So, as I thought and prayed about this topic later, it really sort of hit me. If people mock Muhammad, there is censorship because of major threats of violence. But if people mock our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no censorship, but rather a request for tolerance. I can almost see some of you folks listening nodding your heads because you know it's true. We're supposed to be so tolerant. They take Jesus' precious name in vain. They make terrible jokes. I will not even repeat what some comedians are doing right now in America. It's absolutely demonic the way these things are being accepted, and they request us to tolerate these things and not be so so sensitive, if you will. But again, if people mock Muhammad, there is censorship because of major threats of violence. And if people mock our Lord, there is no censorship, but again, a request for tolerance. So, you know, when you think about it, the very fact that Christians do not act in violence reflects the truth that Christ alone offers peace. I invite everyone listening to just come to Jesus. We need to remember that it all boils down to accepting Jesus as the Son of God, the Son of God. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through me. And in 1 John 3:16, we get the truth right away. It says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. There's another major difference between what we see in the headlines with these suicide bombers and things like that. That is just horrible, tragic in every sense. It's evil. And but we, as believers in Jesus, know that our Lord died for us once and for all. And he wants us to have life. Life in Jesus. And so, as we consider this topic, I encourage everyone, I know this is going to be hard for some folks to swallow, but we must pray for our persecutors, because they are lost souls, and they are far worse off than any of us who now know the Lord and possess eternal life in Christ. They need Jesus too. We must pray that they come to Christ. And we must pray also for the persecuted church worldwide. So, with all of that said, I hope it's helped you to realize a few more things about persecution, how to handle it, and how to let the Lord handle it for you. And how not to be taken aback if you experience it yourself or know someone else who does. Let us pray right now for the persecuted and for the persecutors. And let's also pray for ourselves, that we would be loving, bold witnesses, sharing the love of Jesus in real life today. Lord God, I thank you so much for loving us so abundantly beyond what we can ever imagine. Thank you for sending Jesus, the only Son, your only Son, to die on the cross and bear our punishment for our sins. And that you sent Jesus to rise again, conquering sin and death. And we trust in you. In you alone, Lord Jesus, for our salvation. We rest all of our confidence upon you. We invite you into our hearts, and we repent of our sin. We are so sorry for offending you and doing things that reject you. Lord, we accept you. We receive you. Please rule our lives in every way. Now, Lord, we lift up those who are being persecuted. Please strengthen them. Help them to sense your presence. Help them to be faithful witnesses of you in every circumstance. Grant them extra grace, Lord. And we pray for their families as they are going through so much as well. Just please bless them. Deliver them. and help them to just really shine for you. We also pray for ourselves as we are persecuted in whatever way that you permit. I just ask that we would be faithful, that you would guard us and help us to be completely focused on you and serving you with boldness and love. And I pray now also for those who persecute us and for the persecutors of the church at large. Lord, we pray that they would come to know you, that you would draw them to yourself, soften their hearts, open their eyes, that they would know you, Lord Jesus, your love, your redemption, and make them new creations in you. We thank you, Lord, for our many blessings, and we thank you for being with us, and that's what makes all the difference. And we thank you that we know, when we know you, we know that we will be with you for eternity. We thank you for that assurance and all of your promises. We love you and trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remember to pray for the persecuted and the persecutors. And feel free to look into the Voice of the Martyrs ministry. You know, they even offer ways to write to Christians who are currently imprisoned for their beliefs in other countries. It's a pretty amazing resource, so you might want to check out persecution.com and learn more about how you can do that. And as always, feel free to let us know of your prayer needs. For extra prayer in addition to church, you can send in your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Now remember, I appreciate how you listen to this program. And remember that Jesus still loves you, no matter what. God bless you, my friends.